With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran has reinstated restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz after the U.S. said reopening it wouldn't end its blockade. On Saturday, Iran's Joint Military Command announced that control of the strait has returned to its previous state under strict military management. President Trump says the American blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program. He told a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix, the U.S. will go into Iran and remove what remains of the country's nuclear material badly damaged by U.S. military strikes last year.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
Senator Tom Cotton says he can't understand why some Americans seem to want Iran to win the conflict with the U.S.
I think Tom Friedman said it best a few days ago. He, you know, he's the famous New York Times columnist, kind of a perfect embodiment of conventional opinion among the center left in Washington and New York, is that Iran is really bad and he kind of wants them to lose, but he would hate for Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu to get a political victory. And if he had, you know, if he had to choose, he'd probably go with a political loss for Trump and Netanyahu.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Lyrids meteor shower is expected to bring fiery streaks to the night sky. The shower peaks Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. 10 to 20 meteors are generally visible per hour. This show will be visible across the globe, but views will be best in the Northern Hemisphere. This is SRN News. The U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package includes $3 million for the restoration of the historic Claiborne Temple. This is SRN News. QVC Group, the owner of the home shopping network QVC, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of two injuries and one accident potentially related to the issue. More details at srnnews.com.